Welcome to the City Life Podcast. This podcast is here as a resource to journey together, connecting where you can, whenever you can, in your everyday. Enjoy listening, be encouraged to share, be inspired, and be blessed as you do so.
Hi everyone, welcome to the City Life Podcast. This week we are lucky enough to be joined by Jean, who is talking to us about the presence of God as we continue our series together. So, welcome, Jean.
Hello, thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's so good to have you. I'm really, really pleased that we could do this. So, you said you've been thinking about the presence of God and what it means to you at this point. So, is there anything that you wanted to sort of kick off with?
Yeah, I was very encouraged by Bev's talk on the presence of God, and it's been making me think about that. And one thing that God's been speaking to me about at the moment is I'm really aware, you know, as I've become a Christian and I ask God to come and live in me and His Holy Spirit lives in me, so I'm really aware that His presence is always with me and always around me. And though I don't always necessarily feel it, but I know that He's here. Mm. And what He's been speaking to me about lately is about making time to be with Him, time to talk to Him, to pray, to worship, so that I'm opening my heart and my mind to His presence. Mm. Starting my day by praying and reading scripture or talking to Him just helps bring me into His presence. Mm. But it's just make me aware that He is always here. He's promises he would never leave us or forsake us. And so we think, well, why don't I always feel Him?
Mm.
But I know that He is with me always. Yeah. And so that's something that He's been speaking to me about at the moment, and about His presence.
That's really good. How, so you say you pray in the mornings. Are there classic ways that you get into the presence of God? I mean, forgive the phrase, it's a bit of a funny one, isn't it? But, you know, that you feel that you connect with God really well and you can experience His presence.
Yeah, one thing for me is I need to go out and I need to go for a walk. Because if I'm sat here at home, I'm too distracted by things.
Oh, I totally understand that. Yeah, I totally get that.
I've got jobs to do. I've got to wash up, or I'm watching my favourite soap on the telly, or I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
It's just a distraction.
Yeah.
So for me, I go out for a walk and then go for a long walk. My favourite walks are always by water.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky here, you're near water.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, and I really feel the presence of God on my walks, and I can talk to Him, I'm not distracted, I can see Him around me in the wildlife, in the water crashing on the pebbles, and the birds, and the trees rustling. I'm so grateful that I can hear the trees rustling, and it's just little things like that, and I'm thinking, this is God.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about an experience I had on one of my favourite walks?
Of course you can. Yeah, of course you can.
One of my favourite walks is along Swanwick Shore, which is just out, not far from where I live, down Warsash Way. And I walk along the river and I chat away to God. And it's usually just me and Him. And one day I was walking along there. It's such a beautiful day. And the sun was shining on the water. And I actually stopped, and there was nobody around, and there were no birds about. I could see these little birds bobbing on the water far away. And I just stopped, and I just said, oh, God, I love this place. I really feel close to You here. And at that moment, a white feather just drifted down in front of me. And I was like, oh, where did that come from? And I was looking up, and there was no birds. There was nothing flew by. And I just like, wow. And I picked up this feather. And as I could hear God say to me, yeah, that's right, I'm always here with you. Mm. And that just, I don't know, I just felt really tingly and peaceful. That was just some sign from God that he was here and he was enjoying being with me as well.
Oh, great. Oh, praise God, that's so good. Good, so that I realise that in life we go through seasons of when God speaks to us in different ways or we experience God's presence in different ways. I was wondering if I could ask you a bit about Africa and maybe the differences in how you experience God or any stories that come to mind of the presence of God with you there, or even just probably for people that don't know, it might be good to give a bit of a background for us about your time.
Yeah, okay. So I've spent several trips in South Africa. My first trip was to Zimbabwe, to a children's home. It was an orphanage by myself. I spent time in Mozambique at mission school, and I spent time in South Africa in Johannesburg volunteering in the children's home, and each trip was very different. And Zimbabwe was amazing because it was the first time I'd ever been anywhere by myself, and I was quite scared, but I just had this peace. And for me, even though I felt a bit scared at the airport and I prayed, I felt a peace come over me and everything worked out. And it was knowing that people were praying for me and covering me with the Lord's presence through their prayers. Mozambique was obviously very much in the presence of God. As a mission school, we saw lots of, I suppose, visual signs of God's presence.
Oh, wow.
Through
like what?
Miracles and things.
Wow.
So I prayed for a deaf girl that was deaf and mute and saw her speak and hear. And that, for me, was like, wow, that's God's presence. So I know he can do it for me as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also learned there about, you know, I was saying at the beginning about taking time to be in God's presence and knowing that he's here with me. And I kind of think of it like, if I'm sat here like with you and I completely ignore you and I'm not talking to you, but you're still here.
Yeah.
So I need to engage with God to be in his presence and open my heart to receive from him. So we learnt to do that in Mozambique by just soaking and worshipping and praying and listening to music. South Africa was very different again. I've had quite a good trip, but also difficult trip. Where I really struggled, and I guess I think it was probably my last trip there that I said that I actually had that moment where I thought, God, why have you left me? Why have you left me? Because I was really struggling and I couldn't feel his presence because of what I was going through. But I knew he was there. I knew that he was there by just the fact that I kept going, and it's always been like a peace with me. Before I left, someone said they saw an angel with me, and that I had to ask God what that angel's name was, and the name of the angel was Peace. So in my most difficult times, I call out to God, and his peace always comes upon me, and I know that he's with me.
Yeah, it reminds me a bit of like in the Psalms, you know, when the writer is saying, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me? And they you know, always coming back round to, but I know that you're with me.
Yeah.
Even though my feeling tells me that you've gone or that you're hiding from me or, you know, I know that you are with me and I know that you won't forsake me. Actually is a really incredible but quite powerful position almost to be in. Just say, I recognize and declare that my feelings don't dictate who I am or where God is in this moment. It's quite a powerful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's all that's the thing. It's about living by what I know, and not how I feel.
Mm.
Because sometimes I feel rubbish, and sometimes I feel like, what is going on? But in the midst of all that difficult time that I had, God was there. Yeah, I felt called to go. I went.
Mm.
He put everything together, the finances, and I went. For whatever reason, it didn't work out how I thought it was. And I stayed and did my best. And then I got to a point where I said, I can't do it anymore, God.
Mm.
And he said, that's okay. That's okay.
Wow.
And, when I look back and see how I was, I know that he was in that.
Yeah.
And it's like you're just saying, why have you brought me here to this, God?
Yeah.
But I know you're here. I even questioned, did I make a mistake? Did I not hear God right? But I knew that I did.
Mm.
And I knew that it was right for me to go.
Mm.
And he brought me through it.
Yeah.
And I learned from it. It wasn't easy.
Mm.
But by his grace, he helped me through that. Yeah. Yeah. And he never leaves us. He promises that he will never leave us. And that's about us knowing.
Yeah.
We know that, and the Bible teaches us that. Jesus teaches us that. And I'm going to choose to believe that.
Yeah.
And I had a lovely illustration. If you think of a little child learning to ride their bike, and they've got mum or dad holding onto the saddle, and they run along beside them, and then they let go because they know they can do it, and they let go to encourage them, but they're still running beside them. And that's how it feels like to me sometimes, that he's let go because he knows I can do it.
Yeah.
But he's still there.
Yeah.
Encouraging me and cheering me up.
Yeah.
Because he knows I can do it. And that's the beauty of the presence of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. So was it Roger that talked about God giving us what he knows we can handle and what he knows we can deal with? I think sometimes it is like life is much more about travail than it is about the actual mountaintop moments. It feels often like we're climbing the mountain more than we're at the top of the mountain. But I love what you sort of describe as being the beauty of God being with you in the struggle,
yes,
in the difficulty.
Yeah, it's just like you were saying about God being with us in the struggle. And yes, South Africa was a tough time.
Mm.
He got me through it. And I come back and life was so completely different.
Mm.
And I've had to learn to walk with him again in that process because COVID happened.
Yes.
And my mental health, like many people, was impacted during that time.
Yeah.
And I struggled with anxiety and really badly.
Mm.
But through it all, God has carried me through it and helped me through it.
Mm.
Healing prayer has helped me come back into the presence of God. And being able to feel his presence in that way. And hearing his voice speak to me during that time, whether that was through scripture or him really sort of speaking to me, that and bringing my mind back into focus, to reality, and not panic. And even now, I can use those strategies that I learned through healing prayer and through having support for anxiety.
Mm.
I wrote down on cards the things that God said to me during my healing prayer.
Yeah.
And they were all about who I am, and I'm a capable woman, I can do this.
Mm.
I'm with you, I've got you. And every day,
saying
them out loud to myself, because this is what God says about me. And that helped me get through those tough times.
Yeah.
And those days when I think, I can't do this. And I open my cupboard door, put my coat on, and it says, you can. You can. You're a capable woman of God. And I'm like, okay, good. With you, I can do it because you're with me.
So
and even though if I don't always physically feel that presence in my heart, I know that he's with me.
Yeah.
Because he said it was, and he promised, and I asked him to govern me.
Mm.
So it's, you know, and it's for me this season, if you like, with the presence of God, he's encouraging me to make time to be with him so that he can speak to me.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been trying to do is put my social media away, go for walks, spend time with him.
Yeah.
So allow him to be in his presence.
Yeah.
And it was like that yesterday. I had some worship on and I fell asleep with worship on, but it was lovely because I was in the presence of God.
Yeah, I remember there was a Bill Johnson talk where he said, I don't think it's ever a bad thing to fall asleep in the presence of God, because what parent doesn't love their child curling up and falling asleep in their presence? And I always found that really encouraging, because I felt like if I, before I go to bed, make, you know, spend some time with Jesus, then actually it's quite nice, because I just feel like his presence stays with me even while I'm asleep. And I mean, I believe that anyway, but you know, it's just, it sort of felt a little bit more special, I guess.
I could do that as well, and then might help me sleep.
Yeah.
Just start my day with him, finish my day with him.
So
I think the one thing I'm learning at this moment of time is that he's always here. He's always with me.
Yeah.
Even if I don't feel it, it's with me.
Yeah.
And it's that song, Waymaker. Even when I don't see it, you're working.
Yeah.
Even if I don't feel it, you're working. And I know that that really encourages me.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and it's all about how we live our life to reflect that presence of God where we go.
Yeah.
So, bring a bit of him into situations we go into.
So
one last thing I could say is I had someone gave me a word to say that I carry the aroma of God. And one time at church, and we were worshipping, I had such a strong smell of perfume. Such a beautiful perfume.
Mm.
And it was almost like frankincense. And I was kind of like, where did that come from? And I opened my eyes and I'm looking around, and there was nobody near me who was wearing strong perfume. And in that moment, I kind of thought, oh, yeah, that's God.
Wow.
He's here. He's here. it's taking time to look for it.
Yeah.
Listen and allow him in.
That's so good. Thank you. Bless you. And thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.